and welcome to this episode of Conscious Design. I'm your host, Ian Peterman, and author of the Conscious Design book. And today I'm very excited to have Kavita Shah. She's the VP of Marketing for Boxed Water here on the podcast to talk about all the awesome things that Boxed Water is doing. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to talk to you.
Yeah. I'll never forget, I got on an Alaska flight and noticed, because I'd heard about you guys' product before, I've seen it, and then I saw that Alaska had replaced all of their plastic bottles, which I love, because I've flown quite a bit, and there's always saw so much plastic everywhere, and working in sustainability, I thought, that's horrible. I know how much is getting thrown away, so super excited to see you guys are making such a huge impact. They do a lot of flights. So stepping back though, I would love to hear and have you share how did Boxed Water start, and then when did you come in? What got you to go, yeah, I'm gonna be VP of marketing with this?
Yeah. So Boxed Water, we started almost 15 years ago. So back in 2009, our co-founder Benjamin Gott basically, you know, was just really discouraged by the plastic waste issue, single-use plastic. I mean, it's gotten much worse now than it was back then. But essentially, he was just like, look, I really want to do something about this problem. And so he developed our Boxed Water carton. And originally, it was supposed to be just a temporary solution because he thought, you know, over time, people are going to continue to really be into filtered water, using their refillable bottles, and then like plastic water bottles, the consumption would just go down eventually. But that is absolutely not the case. I think the latest stat is Americans use about 500 billion plastic water bottles annually, which is crazy.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah. Just come to Arizona and look at how many people, I've seen people literally load an SUV of water, and it was not for a business.
Yeah. And you know, the recycling rate is like, really, it's only 25% of those water bottles are being recycled, and it keeps going down every year. So that's basically why we're still in business, because people are just consuming water in plastic bottles and now aluminum cans more and more every year. And so that's basically, you know, we want to continue to do our part to really help the planet. In terms of how I got involved, so I have been the VP of marketing for about 7 months. So I started at Boxed Water back in December of 2022. My whole career, I've really focused on CPG, and particularly food and beverage. And the last few years, I've really been focused on more sustainable products. So before Boxed Water, I worked for a plant-based company. So very similar mission in terms of, you know, trying to do what we can to better the planet. Before the plant-based company, I worked for a sustainable cleaning company. And so it's just been, I as much as I love food and beverage and consumer products, I just feel like there's a more responsible way that we can consume them, that companies can make them. And so that's really what drove me to Boxed Water. Just the mission is just amazing. And as a brand, we're not just about selling water. We really are about helping the planet.
Yeah, which I love. I mean, I work in the space of developing products, and sustainability is huge. So it's great. It's great to see you guys are doing well. And it's funny that it was started with the idea of, oh, this is a temporary thing. Because now looking back, you're like, oh yeah, no, there's no way it would happen. But it is, I feel like, and that's one of the things, thinking about sustainable products, like, we sometimes want to make the problem go away by just eliminating it completely, right? Like, oh, well, let's not have grab and go water. If, you know, if we eliminate that action, then it'll go away. And then society goes, but we like grab and go water. So we have to pivot. Would love to, I know you're, you know, relatively new in your role, but I would love to have you expand on kind of the marketing and how that is really a part, because you guys have like I already mentioned with Alaska, that's a huge partnership. I feel like you guys are one of those brands, you're doing marketing right. You're actually getting out to these big, so you're like, you're talking about 500 billion plastic bottles. That's a lot to get to. So I feel like you need those large ones. So talk a little bit about, how are you guys looking at that, your successes so far, even like where you've found some bumps in the road. Would love to just the marketing side of a sustainable product.
Yeah, so I mean, the Alaska partnership has been huge for us. It's they are one of the most sustainable airlines in the country, and so they're very mission-based in everything that they do. So that's just been a really great partnership in terms of awareness, because our biggest, kind of objective with our marketing is to get more consumers to not only learn more about us, but also to be more educated about plastic waste as well as aluminum waste. And so that partnership has been a really great way to get more people to like just know about boxed water. Some of our other partnerships, just in terms of awareness. So we're also in SoulCycle studios all across the country. We're in Core Power Yoga studios. So like fitness, kind of on the go, travel, hospitality. Those are some of our key channels. And so we really try to amplify the marketing that way to get more people to kind of try us, find out about us. On top of that, earlier, so this year in the spring, we actually launched Jurassic World inspired cartons in partnership with Universal Studios. So we have them on our website as well as across select retailers. And that's a whole nother segment, right? Like people who love Jurassic, that franchise, kids, parents, and just trying to get the word out there in kind of a fun sort of collectible way. And so that's sort of in terms of our marketing. We're always looking for partners that have similar mission or trying to, do better for the planet, that can kind of amplify our voice. As well as just exploring kind of adjacent areas like partnerships that speak to different types of consumers.
Right. And are you primarily on, you're not direct consumer primarily, correct? Like you're more through distribution channel, or you guys, how do you guys treat that?
We have, so it's pretty equal. So we definitely
Okay.
have our D2C site, we're on Amazon.
All
But
right.
then in terms of like distribution, like we want to be where consumers are on the go, right? So like what are the instances where people cannot bring their refillable bottle? We always say refillable is best, but boxed water is for when you're on the go and you can't bring your refillable water. So that's, hotels are a big distribution area for us.
Right.
Cafes, hospitality, fitness. So really trying to kind of like be wherever people are on the go, like delis, bodegas in New York City, whenever people need to
Right.
stay hydrated and they want to do it in a sustainable way, but they don't have their refillable water bottle on them.
Right. And that makes sense. I think that's the only times I get bottled water or boxed water. When I can, is yeah, traveling really. I mean, that's when I spend most of the time, especially airports, because they won't let you bring your water through. So that's always nice to grab. What are you guys looking, kind of long term, right? I know there's the big change of, okay, well, this is actually a really long term business. What are you guys looking at kind of down the road? What are you seeing? Is there more innovation that is happening, or is it more we just got to scale to make half a trillion of these? What is that looking like for you guys?
I think first and foremost, it's consumer education. So I think
Okay.
a lot of consumers understand kind of the ills of plastic. There's certain areas of the US where people are like embarrassed to carry like a water bottle around. So I think people are
Way West
understanding.
LA. Yep, that's
Exactly.
the
Yeah. New York and LA. Yep. Exactly. The coast. However, I think now there's this trend of aluminum, right? There's a lot of brands that are launching water in aluminum cans. And they're
Yes.
kind of touting that as like, oh, this is, way better than plastic. but it's actually not, because, you know, aluminum is made from bauxite, which is mined from the earth. It creates a lot of energy. It's from a carbon footprint perspective, it's not great. It ruins vegetation. And people will say, you know, well, aluminum's recyclable. That's true. But most cans are not made from fully recyclable aluminum, because people, you know, people don't recycle aluminum as much as they should either. So I think that's been kind of one of our challenges and objectives, is to sort of educate consumers on, you know, yes, plastic is bad, you know this, but like, here's why aluminum is also not as sustainable as a paper carton. So that's sort of what we've been focused on from an educational perspective, and just educating not only consumers, but also distributors and partners on why, you know, aluminum is not necessarily the answer either if you want to be more sustainable.
Hey, it's Ian here. So glad you're enjoying this episode of Conscious Design. If you want the full scoop on conscious design, what it is, how we do it, how you can do it, then check out our book. We wrote it so creative entrepreneurs like you can code social and environmental responsibility right into your brand's DNA. You can download the first chapter for free. Link is in the description. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
Yeah, that's a good point. It doesn't, you would have to be very careful to make sure you're getting a supplier that uses recycled, because I think we have that, right? It is super recyclable, yeah. Right? Aluminum, you can.
Of course. It is.
But
it
doesn't, yeah. It doesn't automatically mean the company you're buying from is actually using recycled aluminum. They could just be buying new aluminum and let you keep thinking, because they're not saying they're not, then you just assume, and here we are. Right. And
60% of aluminum cans are made of pure virgin aluminum. And in terms of like the recycling rate for aluminum, it's only like 45% of aluminum cans are being recycled. So yes, it's absolutely recyclable, but like more people would have to recycle it in order to like really make it kind of that closed loop of like being recyclable.
Right. Not enough is going back in.
Exactly.
Do that. Well, maybe somebody listening wants to figure out how to get the other 55%. That would be great. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
for you guys, how's yours is sustainable, is it, how does your box work? Does it break down? Can you throw it in the dirt? Like what's the best way, I guess, for it to break down and actually be not turn into trash like many things?
Yeah, so our box is 100% recyclable. It's not biodegradable, but it is 100% recyclable. And so the best way is to recycle it. It is also reusable, so you can reuse it a bunch of times if you would like. But if you don't want to, it is, you know, just put it in the recycling bin. You know, carton, we've been working with the Carton Council, because different areas in the U.S. have different rules about recycling. Our carton is 100% recyclable, but you know, all the local municipalities, we're working with them to make sure that they can accept the carton.
Got it. And yeah, I didn't actually think about reusing it. So you guys have actually made this. So how long can you? If I really want to like maximize it, can I use it for like a year? Like how well does it hold up, I guess, is the question.
It's probably not good for a year. I mean, I would say it's like, it's to your own discretion. I mean, you can keep reusing
maybe for
it.
Like a trip, like if I'm, yeah, I'm
you could use
traveling.
It for your, exactly. Yeah. You could use it for your entire trip. It is meant to be reusable. However, we know that like, you know, some people would rather not reuse it, or it's dependent upon, you know, everyone's preference.
Right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. You guys design it. Cause sometimes people design, you know, what were typically single use products, and they're like, yeah, it'll make it through one use and then basically fall apart afterward. Like you don't want to use it a second time. So I think and that's, you know, education, I'm learning, right? Because nobody's told me that before. So that's good to know that it is actually because I think that's one of the things with like plastic bottles too, right? You're like, oh, I can reuse this until I'm done with the trip. Like, oh yeah, a little bit. I don't use them too long, but.
Well, and also like BPA, right? Like, and that's the thing, like our cartons are BPA free. So you actually can safely reuse them.
Yeah, sticking into the sun won't have it slowly yeah. activate into your water. That's yeah. always good. I want to avoid BPA in my anything.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. As far as like, I guess going back to kind of your future plans, I know, and kind of you're doing a whole bunch of marketing in terms of we have to educate people about it. Is there kind of, do you guys see a tipping point soon? Like, how are you like, oh, we're going to be doing this for a decade before enough people get it? Like, are you able to see a horizon where it starts to taper off? Or I'd love your take on that, because I think it's impacts a lot of sustainable brands. Like, I got to educate. When do I eventually see? I don't have to educate most of the time. I can maybe like, here's the product, and people go, I get it.
Yeah. I think consumers nowadays, especially, are very like, they're becoming smarter and smarter about products and sustainability and like questioning brands. So I do think that, like, you know, we're always going to have to educate consumers, because as consumers come into the funnel and come out of the funnel. But I think, you know, people are, even with aluminum, people are starting to get it, you know, in certain parts of the country. And so I think that we're going to have to educate people on aluminum, you know, for a little while, at least until the next sustainable trend comes out. but I think it's that coupled with, you know, just the awareness as well, like in general about boxed water. And so it's the education, but it's also like working with more partners, like doing more press, more digital marketing, targeting consumers kind of where they consume media, but doing it in a way that is convenient for them, right? So we do a lot of like partnerships that are more kind of like millennial focus. So we've done events with Poosh, which is the Kardashians kind of brand. Celebrities are constantly touting us. We don't pay celebrities. They just organically are like, oh, I love this carton. You know, I wanna post it. So like, we always try to kind of like do things where people consume media. So it's not always like, you know, just focused on education, but also just like, hey, this box is actually really cool from a design perspective, right? Like, fashion brands like us too, because it's very neutral and it kind of doesn't compete with the clothing. There's a runway. And so that's sort of like kind of the focus of our marketing, to just really be wherever you know, these types of consumers are, and kind of like seamlessly integrate into their lifestyle.
Yeah, I love that. I hadn't even thought about, because yeah, the box isn't this flashy, you know, it's not a Pepsi or Coca-Cola bright in your face, you know, it's finding it somewhere. It does sit there. So I hadn't thought about that, like runways and other events where they want something else to be the focal point, but people still need to drink water. So
yeah,
I love that. That's amazing. Design really on it. Well, what else? I just want to open it up a little bit, and anything else you want to touch base? I know we've talked about sustainability and marketing, but anything else you want to kind of add in?
I think as a brand, like, one of the things that we sort of pride ourselves on is that, you know, we don't just sell water. Yes, our carton is super renewable, but we also actually actively do things to help the planet. So we partner with the National Forest Foundation, and we have this campaign. It's called You Post, We Plant. So anytime anyone just like posts on social media with our carton, we plant 2 trees for them. And so we've been doing this for years. And right now we've planted over 1.5 million trees in the country. And it's always places that need more trees. And we work with the Forest Foundation to make sure like the trees are being planted where they need to be planted. So like, that's something that we're really, you know, kind of proud of. Tree planting, of course, is like, you know, kind of at the crux of our mission. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that there's enough trees in the country. Another partner that we've actually just partnered with, it's called One Tree Planted, and we've been working with them on their urban forestry initiative. So like when people think of planting trees, they think of like forests and, you know, kind of in the
way
wilderness.
Out there.
Way out there, right? But cities actually, especially nowadays with these summers that we've been having, a lot of cities need more trees. And yeah, because tree cover helps in terms of like shade and heat and just making sure that, you know, all of the neighborhoods in a city have equal access to clean air and shade. And so we've been working with them to plant trees in actual cities. So this year we worked with them for New York, LA, San Francisco, Orlando, and Boston. And so that's been a really exciting initiative for us. And then on top of that, we have been working with Ocean Blue for years in terms of beach cleanups. So our goal is to clean 3,000 miles of beaches with them. We're really just excited about kind of all of the active ways that we're also trying to help the planet.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know how much trees impact cityscapes in a lot of ways. So that's amazing to be working with them and be able to help that, because we need more. We need more of that. Yeah. Yeah, like you said, especially with these summers. Need more of that. Well, that's amazing. You guys are so tied into all of that, and not just, you know, water's good. We need that.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, you guys are using wood products, so it's good to have. Got to keep the trees growing and where they need to be, which I like that too, because some people are like, oh, we plant a tree, and I'm like, well, if you just plant, but are you planting them in the right place? And that's not everybody talks about that. And so that's, I love that you guys are like, yeah, let's plant trees, but let's put them where we actually should put them, not just, we bought an acre here, we're going to plant some trees, and then, it, you know, it counts, right? You know, it's not bad. You keep doing that, but I think it's better to go, okay, well, where do we really need to put the tree? Like, tree great, tree in the perfect spot is even better though.
Yeah.
So, amazing job. I think you guys have done a really great job with building your relationships. I think it's a model other people should be looking at, and how you've done that. Over, I guess, kind of my last question is, you guys have been a sustainable brand for 15 years, right? You've been, I've seen a lot of flash in the pan, like startup disappear. So it's nice to see that. Is there anything from that you've seen or been able to look at, they're like, has been able to help create that, right? Is there anything specific? Is it the mission? Is it an approach you guys have that makes you able to say, yeah, 15 years and, you know, we're not failing soon, where we are growing strongly still, or there's no end in sight. What have you seen that's really been able to impact and make that happen for your brand?
I think it's authenticity and like staying true to our mission. So we're never going to be the brand that's going to do like a super flashy marketing campaign featuring a celebrity that's hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're always going to be the brand that, you know, yes, we'll do, you know, creative marketing, but we are always going to stick to our message. You know, we, whatever we say, we can back it up with like independent studies. We're always based on facts. Like we're never going to spin anything or say that we're one way when we're actually the other. I think that's what's kind of like kept us going all of these years, and hopefully many more years into the future, is because we're very authentic, and our mission really is to help the planet. And I think that's what consumers see. That's what distributors see. They can see that that really is our purpose. And we're not in it just to make a profit or make money. Like, we really are trying to help the planet. And I think that's what's kept us around for so long, is that message.
I love that. Well, and it apparently worked because it got you to join the
yes.
company.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hey, that's always a good sign, right? Is when you put it out there, and right, everybody can conjecture what's on the inside of a company, but having a company like Boxed Water is like, yeah, we're doing this. You were working with great charities. You're doing all this work to really actually, you know, take that money and do something good with it, not just, you know, golden parachute for somebody after it, right?
And we always say, like, we plant trees. We don't spend money on, like, celebrities. Celebrities post because they like us, but we don't pay them because we plant trees. We're using that money to actually plant trees.
That's so amazing. Well, thank you so much. This has been an amazing conversation. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about Boxwater. I was very excited to be able to do that and get to talk with you guys. I love your product. For anybody that's listening that wants to do a partnership or anything like that, what's the best way to get a hold of you or Boxwater? Like, what does that look like?
There's a couple of different things you can do. Our customer service team is very on it, very, very quick. So really the quickest way to reach out to us is to go onto our website, boxwater.com, and there's a chat feature, and you can just email us at hello@boxwater.com. And that's typically the quickest way. If you have any questions or if you want to reach out about partnerships, someone will get back to you very quickly. Otherwise, you can also visit us on social. So Instagram, our handle is just @boxedwater. And you can direct message us, leave a comment. We love all of that engagement. I would say if there's a partnership opportunity, email us at hello@boxedwater.com.
And don't forget to do pictures of your products. Yeah, get a tree planted.
Exactly. Please post.
Two trees.
Two trees, and we periodically feature people just in our Instagram that with their pictures. So you may get famous and be featured on our handle. So
amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Kavita. I really appreciate your time. It's been great chatting with you. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.